Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And welcome once again to the H&J Daily. This is some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. And it was Friday, which meant Martin Kellner looked at a week of sport on TV.
Yeah, somebody on the Chelsea website has just posted the fact that Martin doesn't seem to watch any sport on TV.
He watches a game.
That's
really
sort of the point.
Martin Kellner's 30 for 30 documentary on I think they've just realised that.
There's a lot more to it than that.
Yeah, but let's not break down the fourth wall, will we?
No.
Also this afternoon, we're trying to set up a special day in the Premier League. We often catch up with Richard Scudamore on the train to Cheltenham. We'll pitch this to him next year. You were very helpful.
Yeah.
You'll hear all about that. It was a bit of a loose first 15 minutes, as you'll discover, and we had a chat as well. Here it all is. This is Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs with you through until four here on Talksport. And it is great to have Kate Fowler bringing us all the news from the Commonwealth Games. I've just seen her in Tesco's buying a French loaf and a cucumber. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Paul. I like Toby's work, but it's definitely cracking atmosphere, not crackling atmosphere.
And you a bit of a pedant, you then took to... can you have a crackling atmosphere?
I don't think so. I put in crackling atmosphere and nothing comes up. You put in cracking atmosphere, loads of stuff comes up.
Okay. Well, maybe we should put it to the listeners.
Yeah, the listeners.
We'll set up some kind of Twitter poll, shall
Have you
we?
Ever said crackling atmosphere?
This is a kind of heavyweight debate that we indulge in on this show. So
want.
Can we do that? I'll look at our producer.
We're on it.
Like it matters.
It's so efficient.
Is it a crackling atmosphere? Is it a cracking atmosphere?
He's very sweary today.
Our producer.
Have you noticed that? He said
he's got a very
slightly hungover.
That's right. Yeah, it was a leave-in do yesterday, and one or two of them look a bit sort of battle scarred, don't they? But he looks quite angelic, our producer.
He has got that.
He could be 16, couldn't he?
Well,
you could see him like a chorister. But, you know, but when he swears, it doesn't seem right.
It doesn't seem right. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain.
Not Ken Oxlade-Chamberlain, obviously. Keith Oxlade-Chamberlain.
He had a fantastic game, didn't he, the other night? And he was watched by his girlfriend, Perry Edwards, from Little Mix. But she's been criticised because been seen wearing a half-and-half scarf.
Okay.
And to be fair, I mean, I'd like to say, would you wear a Girls Aloud Little Mix half-and-half scarf? And she probably would. No, Perry. Perry Groves, Perry Edwards.
Yeah.
Would you? And I don't suppose she would, really.
I don't think many people who are fans of the half and half scarf. I mean, the kids aren't they? I suppose you go along to a game, it's maybe your first match. I've noticed they're selling far more of them at Wembley because of the amount of tourism that goes
on. Did you play Rochdale? I think you played Rochdale. It was a great shot of a kid wearing.
I can understand why. If you're a Rochdale fan,
that's
different. And I think maybe a few Spurs fans, when we played Juventus, may have snapped one up. I don't know.
Well, as a record of the day, that's possible.
Yeah, but I mean, they're more expensive than a programme, but at least you can get a bit. But how often do you wear them? I mean, if you've got a half and half scarf, Talk Sport listener, you wear it to work every day. I mean, you can't really. I mean, I've
got a drive breakfast.
Have you got a dry breakfast scarf? That's good, because you can't make your mind up,
can you?
I understand that, Andy. Yeah, I'm a bit like that.
Now, to the court circular and this one, talk about pointless. I don't know why they put this in. Mm. The Duke of Kent today visited Kent.
Did he?
So what? He's the Duke of Kent. What's the point?
How often does he get to Kent, though?
Well, he's the Duke of Kent. He must be there all the time, isn't he?
No, of course he's not. He doesn't live there. Do you think he's sort of... lives in Maidstone on the big roundabout or something.
I don't think it's worth noting that the Duke of Kent went to Kent.
Well,
personally,
if he didn't go to Kent, you'd be kicking off about that, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't.
Hello, Adrian. I mean, if you want to be the Duke of Kent, you've got to go to Kent, mate. You go at least, how many times a year? What do you reckon, once a month? He doesn't live in Kent, the Duke of Kent.
He doesn't, though. I suppose he doesn't really, but there you go.
How often do you think the Duchess of Cambridge is in Cambridge?
Well, that's true. I suppose you've got a point there. Yeah. Perhaps she's got a half and half scarf. Yeah, Buckingham Palace and Cambridge.
She could do, yeah. But anyway, if you've got a local duke or you live in an area, why am I even saying this? If you've got a local duke.
You've got a local duke.
In Sports Station, for goodness sake. You've got a local duke. That was in, the manager will come in later on, the gaffer, and he'll say, can I have a word, boys? Can I have a word?
After 17 and a half
I heard
years.
One of you say, have you got a local duke? And I think it's about time we just knock this on the end.
That was when it ended.
Yeah, so seriously, if you've not seen your local duke or duchess in the area, then let us know and we'll try and put that right for you.
What else? The Duke of Gloucester? Ben,
the Arsenal fan, he said there was a crackling atmosphere at the hog roast that he went to recently.
That's very
so
good.
That works, isn't it?
That's very good.
It's true, yeah.
Now, talking of Arsenal fans and Arsenal...
Well done to Arsenal. What a result, Arsenal.
Tremendous. Not only...
Like the old days, wasn't it? Finishing a game off in the first half.
Mm, they could have done with another goal in the second half just to make it really...
What, Arsenal?
No, only because, all right, they're going to go through.
Oh,
they are. And CSK are terrible.
CSK, are they? Yeah.
They dismissed them and some lovely goals and some lovely football. But I do hope... I don't know if you saw some of the lovely CSKA fans that took all their tops off.
Oh, no, that's...
They were really pleasant. I really don't... Well, we don't meet any of those topless ones, especially that big one. I've got a feeling that I was looking at him, that big one at the front, and thinking,
he's looking for you.
No,
I saw him mouthing to the camera, Andy Jacobs.
No.
He's waiting for you to turn up.
He'll be sharing our compartment on the overnight train to St. Petersburg.
Yeah, I think he probably will be.
Definitely going to be
a couple of those boys.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
That's right.
Not good. Plenty of golf stuff, though. It was great. Very strange thing, though, on the red button. I mean, Sky's coverage is great, but I don't get this amen corner on the red button.
Mm.
Why would you want to keep watching the same three holes over? I know they're great holes,
yeah,
but you surely want to watch the whole thing. You don't really want to watch the same three holes over and over. It's like just watching the penalty area or something. It's a really strange idea. But
somewhere looking at
somewhere,
it.
I suppose somebody does.
Well, I suppose somebody does. It's true.
Well, it's very true.
Booking would say.
I was on the train yesterday. Well, this is interesting. We went to the leaving do.
Oh, we did, yeah.
And I got to Waterloo to catch my train, the 5:52, it's not a later train, and it was cancelled.
Oh, no.
And you think, well done, that's only the most popular train of the day, no problem at
all. Is that official?
Well, it's got to be, isn't it? You think about it, you know, the time of the day and everything, 5:52, peak time, isn't it? So, anyway, it's cancelled, so I thought, I'll go on the tube, which is always, especially at that time, absolutely...
You're listening to Talk Sport,
No, you'll get this point.
Okay.
And you'll get... And it was very, very...
Well, I'm the one who said, if you're Duke, carry on.
And I'm getting on the tube, and I'm standing on the tube. It's very packed.
Oh, yeah.
And suddenly I see a seat. So I think, oh, that's all right. I slipped in. I thought, that's good.
Yeah.
Two stops later, this woman comes up to me. And she didn't look pregnant, but she says to me, I'm pregnant.
Really?
Can I have your...
Why didn't you just say congratulations? Clinton's is closed.
Can I
come back to you tomorrow?
Can I have your seat?
Well, I think, yeah. I mean, she didn't have... This is the thing. If you're not wearing the badge, you look out for the badge and then you stand up.
She was I could see that she was pregnant. And of course, I gave her my seat, but I was thinking, why can't you ask somebody else? Why have you chosen me? It was really unfair.
Was it the nearest?
I was definitely amongst one of the oldest people on the...
Was it the nearest seat to the end?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's a seat. Yeah, it says it. It's a great big sign.
No, I don't think there was.
Elderly people. You fit into that. And you can't have it both ways. You can't sit here and say, I'm not elderly.
No. And then the first time somebody offers you a seat, it's a terrible thing.
Yeah, it's a compliment, Andy, that she felt you were relatively young enough to stand up.
I know.
Well, but I told you this story. It all happened in a split second. It was a terrible thing. There was a girl standing up in front of me on the train. And I thought she was with child. And I just went to move. I just moved a fraction of an inch. I'd got both arms on the tube.
You were ready
went to
go.
Lift my body weight. And I caught the look in her eye. She caught my eye. And then I thought, she's not pregnant.
Yeah.
And we both knew it. We both knew what had nearly gone on.
You could have given your seat up for being of excessive weight.
No, but she wasn't. It was her shape.
Oh,
this
shape.
This confused me. I thought it was... Anyway, we won't go into it. It's not fair. She may be listening. But it was that really, really terribly eggy moment when it happened in a fraction of a second, but we both knew what had gone on. We were both highly embarrassed by it all. I mean, it came from a good place.
Okay, really. That's fair. I've got a query for you before go on, we just nip off. We interviewed Boyce, haven't we? John Challis. He's been in the studio a couple
many
of times.
Yeah.
How old would you say John Challis is?
John is, he's wearing well, but he's probably about 66.
Well, he's actually 75.
No.
But it's really odd because both papers, The Sun and The Star, have got this story about him saying how much he's, that he's kept two of the suits that Boyce had.
Mm.
But it says, the actor, 85, said...
85?
Yeah. Only Fools and Horses star John Challis, 85.
He's definitely not 85.
He's not. I looked it up. He's 75.
Okay, good. You've been busy, haven't you?
I know.
Well, David Collins says it's often a crackling atmosphere in the Rice Krispies factory. We've also been told by Adam that the Duke of Norfolk lives in Arundel Castle in Sussex. So go and work that one out.
That's even worse.
I haven't seen the Earl of Wessex in the area for a while, mainly because Wessex hasn't existed since the 10th century, says Tim. Well, he should try a bit harder, Tim, in my eyes.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Just before we went to the news, I told you about Sean Dyche and his comments that, as far as he knew, he's not keen on snoods.
Oh,
he
yeah.
doesn't like players wearing stuff for training. I've never seen anybody play in a hat. And I thought, well, that's a shame. Maybe we can sell that to the Premier League as just a day. There are hat days. Our own Nigel Adley, our England correspondent, has just said every season Preston fans have Gentry Day to remember fans and players who've passed away. All wear bowler hats and suits to the game. 4,500 dressed like that at Bolton recently. Thank you, Nigel, for that.
Not the players.
No, not the players. Although, having said that, this comes from one of the listeners. My dad wore a hard hat in the Kirkeaton Rovers under-15 Dad versus Lads game and scored the winner with a header.
Really?
So hats have been worn on the field of play.
Bob from Arbroath is the contact.
Oh, is he? Good old Bob.
He said, I'd like to see Fellaini in a little fez.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's interesting. All we ask you for this afternoon, if we're going to make this, if we're going to sell this to Richard Scudamore at the Premier League, we ideally need some examples of the kind of hats that the players will wear. So we just wanted the player and the hat. Some of you have got a bit puntastic. But I did like this. This is quite simple. Mark in Nottingham has said, Peter Crouch in a stovepipe hat.
Yes.
I think we'd all like to see that. Wouldn't it make him even taller? Some of you have just gone down the Harry Hill route. Carl Walker, Deer Stalker, you've got to have a system. You've got Leroy Fur in a fez. That was Andy.
Yeah.
Ross gave us the Carl Walker one. A number of you wanted Gareth Barry in a beret. Troy Deeney in a beanie. It's a bit Dr. Seuss, all this, isn't
it's ridiculous.
It? Matt Sullivan, you've given it too much thought there, Matt. What about a Klopp hat? That could be a new look, says Tim. And then some have got puntastic. They've gone Top Hat and Ben Arthur, which is not what we asked for. John Joe Trilby, says Paul.
That's very good.
Didn't ask for that. Some of them have kind of thought about the player and what they might wear hat-wise for their special Saturday Sunday. Nick Pope wearing a Pontiff's mitre, kind of small
that works.
Skull cap. Yeah, that's a nice one.
Well, no, the full mitre, not the skull cap.
I think the mitre isn't the mitre the little cap? Or is
I thought
the mitre
was the big hat. Well, it's a ball, actually.
Well, I bow to your superior knowledge, Andy Jacobs, of Roman Catholicism.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
I have been to
David
the Vatican.
Have you really? I have. You sound like Fred Truman then. I have been to and this man in a large hat was being so blasé.
But my wife took the wafer, the sacrament.
Is the mitre is the big one.
I wasn't
not the little
I wasn't happy about that.
Okay.
She said she was hungry. That was ridiculous.
I mean, the trouble is, if somebody was... Sorry, what happened there, Andy?
I think I'll move away from that. Now,
you could bring down the church.
I don't want to.
David in Cobham says, of course, all hats on the day will be supplied by James Milliner.
Of course.
Thank you very much. And... yeah, that's a nice idea. Mm. So look, keep those coming. All we really want is the hat and the player, and then we can start to sell this and see if we can get this day Marcus Rashford in a fedora. But they've not put the. That's quite. They've not given us any reason for that.
No,
but that's their right.
Well, I think you look quite smart. Now, do you remember we were saying earlier in the week? The thing about great goals like Ronaldo's...
I'm surprised you can remember anything you said earlier in the week.
We were talking about the fact that Ronaldo's goal, however wonderful it was, and it was wonderful, it's never as wonderful as the moment it actually happens.
Yeah.
That moment when you said
that
goal.
That first reaction you
first
had,
reaction when you're watching live, you don't expect it to happen. It's in the game, you go, oh my Lord, whatever you say. And you start laughing, all that. You can see it over and over again, the replay, and it doesn't just adds nothing to it.
Mm.
And even worse is a letter from Sid Vaughan in Birmingham, who writes to The Sun.
I'm not Sid
Talk about adding nothing.
Yeah.
What a goal from Cristiano Ronaldo for Real Madrid against Juventus. It will go down in footballing history. Ronaldo has to be the greatest scorer of all time. Record after record, he's broken the lot. What's the point?
Easiest 50 quid he's ever made, isn't it?
Really, Sid? It does add nothing, does it, really? What's the point?
And absentee dukes and duchesses. Mm. Binsey from Farnborough says, who I don't know if Binsey from Farnborough is a duke. I get Duke Binsey of Farnborough.
He's Lord Binsey.
Lord Binsey. That's
Lord
right.
Peter Lord... Binsey.
Of course he is, yeah. He is. Of Farnborough.
Yeah.
What about the Duke of Devonshire? He lives in Derbyshire. Brackets really Chatsworth House.
That's very confusing. That's,
yeah, that is very confusing. The player in the hat, talksport.com, text 1889, tweet TSA.
Neil Warnock's a view as well of social media. He's talking about he slammed Sean Morris in his own team after a video of him taunting and verbally abusing rivals.
Well, classic Bance, wasn't it? A bunch of old mates.
Yeah,
they're
a member of a WhatsApp group. And he said, Warnock 69 said, I've seen the videos Derby have sent us, and there will be more headlines if we let that go out. I'm not on social media. I don't even know how to switch it on. It's like it's something, you can't really switch it on. It's there, isn't it? It's there the whole time. You don't switch it on and off.
It involves a bit of work. He has to sign up. I don't see him at this stage of his life, old Neil, getting on them.
No. Twitter. He says social media is a dangerous thing. Well, he's not wrong about that.
I'd love Twitter, me. He'd be saying, wouldn't he? He'd love it. If he got on, he'd love it.
He's not on it, though, because he doesn't know how to turn it on. There's a story tomorrow at Augusta where Hooters, you know, the famous bar, I suppose, bar. The girls staged their own green jacket contest.
Did they really?
The bikini parade and wet T-shirt competition have drawn big crowds already. It's incredible this is still going on.
Now that happened in Augusta,
It does seem a bit dated now. Even the name, isn't it? Really. Anyway, obviously people like it.
You're
going
to rename it, do you?
Well, I suppose so.
What about Eric in a Dire Stalker? That's not really working, is it, Dave?
That doesn't work.
Dave, thanks for that, mate, but it's not really working.
Not really, no.
Now, Rugby League Man. Now, keep them coming,
like
though. Keep them coming.
Yeah,
and you, Dave, have another go. Rugby League Man. And he's turned his attention because a lot of people obviously start thinking about their wedding day now, you know, the summer wedding, late spring summer wedding. And they think.
Royal wedding coming up.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, what can you wear for a wedding? There's no better man to turn to.
Wear for a wedding.
Yeah, the royal wedding. That's right.
I don't know what you want to wear when you go to Reading. I just wear a blue and white scarf myself.
So here he is with wedding fashions, Rugby League Man. Move!
You're counting down to that biggest of big days. Just over a month to go. What are you wearing? What do you mean you've not been invited? What?
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
You may not have received the winter call-up like me, but like as not, you have at least one boldface event in view. And I know you will have been worrying about what to wear for months. My tips are to buy an outfit that you can envisage wearing again and again. Unless you have a wardrobe and budget the size of the soon-to-be Duchess of Sussex, you should only be buying multi-wear items. Invest in something that makes you feel like you. If you don't wear dresses, don't buy a dress. If you can't walk in heels, don't try to. If you don't like hats, don't buy a hat. If you do like hats, I favour a classic straw style. Remember the lore of Coco Chanel. Before you leave the house, look in the mirror and take one thing off. In other words, less really is more.
Wise words there if you're off to a wedding.
Coco Chanel, she's a big Halifax fan.
Was she really? Yeah, she Halifax, loved. I didn't know that.
She loved them.
I mean, the Duchess of Sussex is going to be, Meghan, isn't she? So, I mean,
oh, yeah.
How many Brighton games is she going to get to,
that's very
with
good,
respect?
That's a very good point.
Yeah, I'd like to think she might be a regular at the Amex after that.
Talk Turking.
Talk Turking?
Talk Turking.
I love Talk Turking. Doesn't he read the news on CNN?
Yeah. Talking of royals,
yeah.
The Jersey Royals season has been delayed. This goes
it's potatoes
with,
you're talking about. Potato news.
So
we do a jingle for that.
Potato news.
We haven't got one.
We had a sprout shortage, didn't we? The whole thing, sprout shortage at Christmas.
Yep.
Last week it was a hot cross bun shortage.
Really?
And now it's a Jersey Royal shortage. So it's a very good way of creating a bit of interest in the product.
A bit like lobbing a piece of a fence at a coach when you're in the UFC, I would imagine.
I'd say so, yeah.
Very similar. Now, maybe that's why he was so upset, because of the old Jersey Royal shortage.
But they are nice.
Or the hot cross bun shortage.
It's a lovely potato, the Jersey Royal.
Well, it is. No, I mean, I don't want to upset Hal Robson-Kanu and upset members of the family.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's married into the Bartletts, isn't he?
The Albert Bartlett steaks.
I mean, we love an Albert Bartlett, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Well, I like any potato.
It's not rhyming slang. And even if it was, what would it be?
Yeah.
I don't even want to think about that.
Eels have got a new album out.
Yeah.
I never buy my furniture anywhere else.
Thank you. That's good, okay. The Cockneys will like that. The old London cabbies will like that one. Yeah. I drop you off at Eels, mate. They got a new album out.
Yeah.
They'll be using that this afternoon. Getting nothing back from a customer.
I know.
And blaming you for it.
It's marvellous.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Well, I think we're going to get the green light on this Premier League hat day.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not reading that one out, the top one. But Sadio Mane in a deep-sea diver's helmet, said Ben, the Spurs fan. Well, that might slow him down a bit. I think we could do it. He could maybe wear one next Wednesday against City. Phil Jones in a leather flying helmet. These are all great ideas. Mike in Blackwater. David Ginla. What about, he says, what about David Ginla in a bowler? Well, he can carry off anything.
Well, he could.
He could look great in anything.
He's not really going to play now.
Mark from Yarm. Well, there's a few players here. For example, Mick in Woking was very keen to see Francis Jeffers in a fascinator. Well, I think we all are.
Who wouldn't be?
I think we all are.
Yeah.
And Wesley Snyder in a Peaky Blinder. I think, it kind of works, Jamie. Thank you very much for those. Keep them coming. We're trying to get a big Premier League day where players do get a chance to wear hats. I mean, Sean Dyche won't turn up on principle. We know that because he's not a big fan of them.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Yes, time once again to find out what's been worth watching on TV in the world of sport this week in the company of squad number 9, Talk Radio's very own Martin Kellner. Good afternoon, Martin.
Good afternoon to you, Paul. When you say what's been worth watching,
yeah,
I could mention the Commonwealth Games, or mention the Commonwealth Games, or Sports Day, as I like to call it. I mean, to be honest,
brilliant.
Danny Boyle has got a lot to answer for, is my view. when Danny Boyle did the brilliant opening ceremony for 2012, so it was a narrative of the British. You know, we had all the little rural setups and things.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
we had
yeah.
the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah.
And because
have you ever seen the documentary about it? It's a wonderful documentary about how they put it on. Oh, yeah. Carrots. Yeah.
Well, no, it was brilliantly choreographed, etc. And there was some history to go at.
Yeah.
When you try and do the Gold Coast, and you have basically 3 hours. It's a three-hour opening ceremony.
Wow.
3 hours.
I had no idea.
Yeah. So basically, the story of Gold Coast is Settlers arrived, they kicked out the indigenous population, stole their land, and now it's a surfers' paradise.
Yeah.
So all the they were all on people on surfboards, all the teams...
Done in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
The teams were led in by people on surfboards, and the whole thing was about the fact that Gold Coast, a big tourist attraction, very good for... It's a surfers' paradise, basically. Mm. And then the teams come in, and it's the one occasion of the year when the word bailiwick is used.
Oh, okay, really?
Very rarely see the word bailiwick.
I've used it twice already today.
Have you? Well, there you go. It's the bailiwick of Guernsey.
So
Guernsey come in with their two or three athletes in the Isle of Man.
Yeah.
And then you get the people from the, you know, Pacific states.
They're very good in the three-legged race.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you.
I think our Australian listeners would probably be pointing out it was effectively us who did all all the terrible things that you were just describing.
Yeah, the settlers.
Really?
Well, we were the settlers.
Yeah, of course. That's right. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And there were, I'm not sort of saying, it wasn't my ancestors were in Eastern Europe, so they had nothing to do with your lot.
Probably was my lot, yeah. Probably was mine. Yeah,
the Eldridges.
Just turning up with surfs up. Yeah, that's it.
So, I mean, the Commonwealth Games, basically, it's 4,500 athletes. Hazel Irving was very good. She managed to stay awake.
For the whole three hours.
Yeah. Very, very professional there. She was talking about
By staying awake.
She was marvellous. Well, because they all came in with their, you know, the standard. She was telling you who the standard bearers were, you know.
Yeah.
And certainly, if you want to watch weightlifting, there's quite a bit of it on. But you see, you get the people from the Pacific nations who are quite good at those things. And I'm looking at this, and with the best win in the world, these are not sporting powerhouses. Their answers are pointless.
Yeah.
Basically, and they all come in with their with all their people, and there was most of them have somebody who's good at shooting. Cyprus do well in the shooting.
Do they really?
Yeah, apparently they do. I don't know whether they've had practice over the border or what. But they
that's a bit dark. That's a bit dark. Yes, that's
right. They have a 6-star hotel in the Gold Coast, don't they? That they always stay at. For I'm a Celebrity, and I'm always fascinated by.
I doubt if our athletes are staying there.
And my daughter is certainly not staying there. She sent me a picture of her place.
I don't even know how you get a 6-star hotel. I mean, how can you have more than a 5-star? That's not possible, is it, really?
I wouldn't open with that.
Two trousers.
No, I'm not saying.
Well, the comedy store tonight.
No, I'm not doing the comedy
store. Two trouser presses.
I'm making.
Two trouser presses. Each room, yeah.
Two trousers. Is that what you mean? You get even more. You get like extra. You get an extra kettle. Do you think it's just more things?
No, you get a kettle that you can actually. Most comedians have done things on the kettles in hotel rooms. You get one with a long flex.
Yeah.
Actually,
well, Al Murray does that. Whether you can get the kettle in the sink, everyone he goes to, when he's on tour.
And we helped out.
Thank you, Andy, for that. It took us somewhere we weren't expecting.
Exactly.
That's your magic, isn't it? Not necessarily.
That's what I do.
The route is what other people do with it.
Yeah. And we helped the good thing
that
we
wouldn't
did.
Survive without that.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't. There'd be no springboard.
No.
Much like the Commonwealth Games. Well, there is, isn't it?
There is
Tom Daly's in it. Yeah,
Tom Daly's
What's
in it.
What's the point of him being there, Tom Daly? He's done it all. It's the third time.
What's the point of him being there?
Just give it up.
I think what's the point of any of it in a way? Well, it's trials.
That's not the route I was expecting you to go.
What's the point of televising the whole thing? And if you let's look at opening ceremonies. You know, if the Commonwealth Games commands 3 hours of our time for the opening ceremony, the Olympics should have to be an 8-hour.
Yeah, 8-hour opening ceremony.
Yeah,
it's true.
And we did we helped bolster the Australian Republican cause by sending the least popular royal over to make a speech.
Yeah, we did, that's right.
Yeah.
With his own toilet seat, he's now denying.
Oh, I've been reading this Tom Bauer thing. You know, Tom Bauer's
the book,
biography
about
him, of
him.
And he travels around the Pantechnicon. It's like Van Halen. He turns up somewhere, and there's 17. He's got his own bed in there. He's got the guy who puts the toothpaste on his tube.
Wow.
On his toothbrush.
Yeah.
Takes it out of the tube.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Put
it in the tube.
Yeah. He brushes his teeth straight from the tube.
We discovered earlier, though, the Duke of Kent won't be there because he's visiting Kent.
The Duke of Kent's
visiting
Kent.
Which we felt wasn't really news.
Well, Andy did. I thought it was news. How often does he go there?
Yeah. Anyway, Prince Charles is there with his friends. I did read that he slipped into the country. Slipped into the country days ago to stay at an estate owned by the billionaire manager of a London hedge fund.
So
how did he get through Australian customs? Have you ever seen that program? They're very stringent.
Yeah, well, he got all his...
Wonder if they sprayed his plane like they do to us when we land in Australia.
Yeah.
Have you noticed they come and they spray the plane?
Was that not an episode of The Simpsons?
That's what they do. That's what they do. They weren't making it up. They just, yeah. Unclean, they shout, ringing a bell. They don't, actually, excellent. If you get into Australia. Inside.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't bring, don't bring anything unfortunate in with you.
And the documentary I watched this week. Anyway, that's the...
Oh, yeah, that's good. Well, thank you for that, Martin. What's the point is what we've come away
What's
with.
What's the point? Well, I'll tell you what the point is. Yeah. My daughter, who's covering... Martha, this is, who's been on your show. She's covering the Commonwealth Games for The Guardian. She wrote a piece on the opening ceremony after we'd exchanged notes on it.
Yeah.
And it's helping her to get her surfing up to standard.
Oh, that's good.
Because there's very little surfing in Wakefield.
Yeah. So, it's not really known for its surfing.
No,
is
it's
it?
Not. So, so she's doing that. And she's having a good time.
So what else have you watched, Martin?
Yes,
I watched... Jan and Dean have got a place there.
Yeah, Jan and Dean have got a place in Wakefield. They have.
I'm not sure Jan and Dean are still with us.
Well, the Beach Boys made... Pet Sounds was made in Wakefield, wasn't it?
It was. It was a marvellous different version.
The early demos. The early demos.
Yeah, Yorkshire version. Yeah. I watched... this was the XFL. You two boys will be familiar with the XFL, the short-lived experiment by Vince McMahon and Dick Ebersol. I don't know whether you've seen the documentary.
I've seen that documentary. It's a 30 for 30, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a 30 for 30. It's another good documentary. I know they're all 30 for 30, but I now get them all on my screen because I'm on Series Link.
I think there are more than 30 actually now.
Oh, there are way more than 30 now. I've watched about 40 of these things, but it really is good. Yeah. It was Dick Ebersol and Vince McMahon, of course, of WWF fame.
Do you know they're bringing this back, Martin? I mean, this is... he's looking...
But there's rumours every season.
He's looking to bring it back next year. We were talking about it recently, yeah.
And the idea is it's back to what they call real football. It's good because apparently not enough head injuries in NFL.
Yeah, that's NFL. Right, yeah. So they want to try and make a sport that's quite dangerous, more dangerous.
More dangerous. No safe catches. So, I mean, even here, you know, you're not allowed to, in rugby league, for instance, you're not allowed to tackle, if they go up for a catch, you're not allowed to tackle them. Well, they want to take that out of the game in the XFL.
Yeah.
But I thought it was interesting. I mean, anything about TV, which it was largely a TV-driven thing, I find interesting. I'm sure you do. Dick Ebersol, who had this fantastic reputation in television, at NBC and everything, he really made his reputation, I never realised this, through Saturday Night Live.
Oh, right.
And bringing Eddie Murphy. He invented Eddie Murphy, who assumes was a little-known stand-up, and he put him on Saturday Night Live, and the rest was history. And as a result of his success with Saturday Night
Live... So he came in with Vince McMahon to kind of add that entertainment angle to the whole thing.
Well, precisely, and to add TV, to get a TV deal.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody has to have a TV deal. Mm. But the idea was it would be a sport made for TV, because Dick Ebersol was the TV genius, Vince McMahon was the storyline genius, if you like, because all the wrestling you have.
Talk about mine, it's quite interesting. The idea that we would do a kind of old school football parallel of this in the days, so every game would be like the 1970 FA Cup final between Leeds and Chelsea, and that Ron Harris and Norman Hunter and Billy Bremner equivalents of these days could go out and play a more agricultural form of football that we could watch if you like football in the raw. I mean, should we try and get this off the ground?
This is a $1 million idea.
It is. It's like for people who like it just down and dirty in their football. Bad tackles, neck-eye challenges, people, no red or yellow cards, well, very few, like the old days.
Yeah, very few. Okay. Yeah, that's a fantastic idea.
Martin, we'll keep that. We don't tell anybody, the three of us.
No, I won't. Just
between us.
Goalkeepers leaning on one of the goalposts with a fag in the mouth.
That's it. Let's just bring that back.
I'm slightly disappointed that you didn't watch Galazzo. I haven't seen it either, so perhaps we'll all watch it.
This is the James Richardson documentary. Yeah, I've recorded it and not watched it.
What side was it on?
It's on BT.
It's probably on
catch up.
Yeah,
it's
brilliant.
Good.
Watch that.
Maybe it's the history of football on Channel 4.
Yeah. It's also there's a documentary about the Masters, which I meant to watch as well, and they were kind enough to tweet me and blah blah blah, and then I forgot to watch it.
But, okay, well,
Masters is
you can catch up. Urban Myths on Sky.
Oh, it's Urban Myths on Sky. You know these urban myths that go around.
It's a very good series.
Yeah, the one about Bob Dylan. Allegedly spending time with Dave the plumber when he went to go and see Dave Stewart. That's a very famous one. Mm. Well, the one I watched was the one which I'd never heard as an urban myth, but it was brilliant. I thought it was really, really clever and very funny. Mm. It was about Muhammad Ali talking somebody down from a ledge. Did you hear that story?
No.
Oh, yes. That's brilliant. I've seen that. Has it been repeated this
I don't
week?
Know. I just watched it last night. It looked really good.
It is. It's a true story.
That is a true story.
Well, do we know it's true? Because
I've got a feeling that
a lot of these stories, people swear they're true, and then they turn out not to be true. Like Bob Holness didn't play the sax solo in Baker Street.
But there's some footage of this. So there's something that proves
Bob
it's
Holness
true. No, not
sax.
Bob Holness. No. Yeah, Muhammad Ali.
It's well worth watching. It was Sky Atlantic last night, so if you've got catch up on your Sky channels, go to Atlantic.
Okay.
And you'll enjoy it. I thought it was very amusing. I like the character who played Don King. You've got the hair.
There is a new series. I don't know if there's a sporting one in there, but there are some. They look very good. They're all, mate. Frank Skinner's playing Johnny Cash in one of them in the new series.
That's all the trail, yeah.
Yeah. Martin, you're back tonight, indeed, all over the weekend, aren't you? You've got some good guests this weekend.
Dave Gorman's coming in very shortly.
Brilliant.
Actually.
Excellent.
Yeah. I'm not going to hold him here till 1 a.m.
No.
Yeah.
We can make you another coffee, yeah. Dave? Well, it's 11 o'clock. Can we?
It'll be a bit like that.
Yeah,
yeah, we've got Dave Gorman on, and we've got some of the good stuff. Well, we're talking about Have I Got News for You. We've got one of the ex-producers of Have I Got News for You, because they're coming up for, I think it's the 155th.
Wow, we.
55th series.
Wow, that's amazing.
Which is amazing.
And we should mention your podcast with your daughter that's going very well.
People are loving it. Yeah.
It's called Me and My Dad. Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Yeah. And we talk about knuckle cracking this week. And she tells me the correct way to pronounce Kanye West. I've been doing it wrong.
Okay.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. We're back on Monday. Yeah. Thank you for your company this week. And enjoy the game Sunday, Andy. Yeah.
and I won't.
We'll catch up with you on Monday.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.